What's up, everybody? Dre Payo here on behalf of HamiltonMusician.com. Here with something a little different. On the line is my friend Sabrina Scozzari, entertainment blogger, TV host, producer, who's joining me for a report on the four remaining finalists for the CBC Searchlight. How's it going, Sabrina?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining me. I'm excited. I mean, the CBC Searchlight, there's a lot of great acts, even specifically from Hamilton, but I'm really excited about these top four. They're all unique in their own way. So what we'll do is I'll start you off with the first artist and you tell me about your opinion on their whole thing that they got going.
Sounds good.
So we'll start off with the Long War of Vancouver, indie band, and their song Breathe In, Breathe Out. Tell me a little bit about it.
It's very indie and very fitting for them. It's not really my kind of style of music because I like more of a beat and something that gets me all hyped up and excited and something to dance to. So this one is probably not my favorite one, but it's very emotional.
Yeah, with this song, I mean, the good thing about it is it has this acoustic, folky vibe to it at the beginning, and then by the time that the chorus kicks in, it brings the country. So the cool thing about it is you could definitely hear the fusion of genres going on, which that really stuck out to me with this song specifically.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll compare at the end, and when we're all done at the end, we'll say, like, who do we think is going to win? But moving on, we will go with Jared Stanley of Toronto, 23-year-old artist, and his track, The End.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this could be on the soundtrack for a 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Totally.
Just the beat, it really reminded me of The Weeknd and just gave that whole Toronto vibe of things. You know, that, I think it's similar to The Weeknd's, trying to remember the name, but the one he did for 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, well, and the whole, like, falsetto hook, that I find that whole thing is very trendy now, and it's totally radio-friendly. I think I like this one. I think in my own personal time, I would definitely vibe out to this kind of track.
Yeah, me too. I could definitely see this in a top 40.
Yeah, totally. I mean, all of them, I think, could be present on the radio, but, like, for example, the previous song is definitely more of a Y108 kind of vibe.
I'm just going to say that.
Moving on to Will and her track Palisades. Is that how you say it? I wish that I knew the pronunciation. But yeah, this track is, I don't know, this is a lot different, like, vibe-wise than the previous two songs. What's your opinion on this one?
I can see myself working out to this or even having it on my work playlist while I'm writing. It's just, it's got this whole vibe to it. It's very cultural. It's perfect.
Yeah, like this one for me, I think, is the most relevant in relation to what is on the mainstream radio. It reminds me of something of like a cross between a Weekend vibe and Alessia Cara kind of thing.
Yeah, like, I could see being performed at an award show.
I think that the people of Toronto and everybody who's judging this will, I think they'll relate to this one the most out of the songs. That's what my gut feeling tells me.
Yeah, no, it definitely has that vibe to it.
What about The Wolf and their song Dumb Dogs?
It's so catchy. I played it 3 to 5 times in a row because I couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, like, so, honestly, this one was so different from the other two, you know, like, completely.
Yeah, it was very different, very catchy, very relatable.
I think it was the most fun, too, and the artists were the most likable with the way that they portrayed themselves in the video, definitely.
Yeah, and you can see they're very humble. And they just put themselves out there, which I like.
Yeah, like, I love it. And the fact even that they're all 17 is, like, they have a lot of growth, and I'm really excited to see what they're going to do. I think they're definitely one of the top contenders of the four. What What is your opinion on do you have one specific favorite? Let's go with who you maybe – is there a difference between who you think is going to win the competition and maybe who your favorite is?
Yes, there is. I think Jared Stanley may be able to win because he has something from each of them. Like, he has that acoustic vibe, but he's also unique, and he fits in with the top 40.
Okay.
And then my favorite would be Dumb Dog because it's just so catchy. But I don't know if the judges are going to go for that. It all depends what they're going for.
Yes, it's interesting. My take on it is if I was Simon Cowell, I would definitely go with Dumb Dog by The Wolf. I just think that they're so young and I think they're very likable. I think people are going to really love them the more that they get out there. And if they don't win this competition, I think that they will be very successful as they continue to grow as artists.
Yeah, but, especially with the YouTube era.
Yeah, completely. But with picking a winner, I wouldn't be surprised to see Will win. Just because, I don't know, it reminds me of something, like I said, that Alessia Cara and The Weeknd would make. And it's just it's very radio.
Yeah, that's true. I always like to go for different because I feel like everything that I hear now is all the same.
Yeah, you don't know what mood they're going to be in because, like, there's the part where you're like, oh, well, it all sounds the same. Like, maybe they're going to be sick of it. But then there's the people who are like, you see the same kind of vibes being pushed on the radio. So, like, it's so hard to tell which direction the judges are going to go.
I know, and I feel like maybe they have something in their mind of what direction they want to go before they even see the contestants, so that could play a huge part in it, too.
Yeah, I think definitely. I mean, even if you see, like, they clearly wanted to try and incorporate the top four that, like, each artist kind of have their own niche as much as they are, like, as much as they relate to each other at the same time.
Yeah. I'm just happy I'm not a judge.
Yeah, it'd be difficult. It really would.
Yeah, no, but they're all really great in the end, and whoever wins, I'm going to be really happy for them and looking forward to what they have to put out there.
Yeah, they're all really talented. I mean, my weird taste in music, like, I'm all over the place, but I like to, like The Long War and Jared Stanley is more of my, like, wind down after a long day kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the other two songs of Will and The Wolf is more like my hype up and, like, let's build my brain and make it think about different weird things.
Oh, right on. And I've always been kind of in the same kind of music, which is hard, especially with the local scene, adjusting to that. I don't know if that's the right word. But trying to keep my finger on the pulse of all things local, I'm getting introduced to different genres of music, and I'm starting to pick different things.
What is your opinion on the Hamilton scene in general? I mean, I've talked with so many people about, like, hey, Hamilton's really great for its rock and alternative scene, but now we're slowly starting to see it branch out and reach out to different – you're seeing these pop artists come out of here and there, and you're like, oh, my God, they're from Hamilton? I have no idea.
I know. It's so cool. I mean, I used to produce Cable 14's lifestyle show, Hamilton Life, and we'd have artists from all different genres come on, and it was so cool getting to see that and seeing what Hamilton has to offer, because I feel like we don't get enough credit for that. We're known for food and for Steel City, but not for music.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's slowly changing. We're making that adjustment, and there's a lot of people really doing their best to try and, like, push that, hey, we are this music city, and we have a lot of great talent. So I think also a big part is things like Cable 14, the fact that they're open to working with these up-and-rising artists. And even when I was starting out, I mean, one of the first people to show me some love was Cable 14. So much love to Cable 14.
Yeah. I know. I remember when you guys were on.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of fun. The local scene is, like, the main – you want to appeal to the people that are around you where you live more than anything, right?
Yeah. No, for sure. It's always Toronto. But Hamilton has some good stuff, too.
Yeah. And I know it's going to just keep increasing because – I'm going to make sure of it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Thank you so much, Sabrina, for joining me. I'm really excited to see who the winner is. We'll have to follow up with you. I like this little thing of, like, you just checking in and saying, like, hey, this is my, like, opinion on these, like, few tracks. And we'll talk maybe about the Junos, and there's lots of exciting stuff coming up. So we will definitely follow up.
All right.
For the listeners, I definitely want to make sure everybody checks out at Sabrina Scozzari on social media and sabrinascozzari.com for all of her blogging stuff. She's always up to date on the latest stuff that is on the news and in entertainment, so you definitely want to check that out. Have I missed anything? Is there any plugs you want to throw in, something coming up?
No, you pretty much covered it all.
Awesome. Well, again, Sabrina, thank you so much, and I look forward to following up with you, and I wish you all the best.
Oh, you too. I'm really glad that you're doing this and pointing out what's happening in the music scene in Hamilton.
Thank you so much. I look forward to keep doing it.